Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. Well, it's very good to be in the studios today with Jennifer Hoyt, Director of Racing at Oaklawn Thoroughbred Race Horse Track.
Yeah.
Yay! And Charity Myers, Director of Marketing. So, well, hi, ladies.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Oaklawn is running now. It's giddy up time.
It is here.
Wow.
It is time.
Now, last year was the first year for December start. And here we go again, and we're into December. Everybody's still waiting on the weather, but racing's here. The cold weather may not be here, but racing's here. And they've been getting ready now for how long?
Since last May.
What? No, oh, no. I mean, but the horses and the jockeys and everybody, they come in November, don't they?
They come in November. We open the barn area November 1st.
That's why we've been seeing them out.
Track open November 7th for track timed workouts and gate training. So, but I mean, really, even our horsemen, when they leave here in May, mm-hmm. they know what they need to get ready for the next year.
It doesn't slow down for those folks, mm-hmm. does it?
No.
That is a year-round, full-time job. Now, Oaklawn's year-round. I mean, there's so much going on, and that's one of the reasons Charity's with us today. Mm-hmm. Charity, you got all kinds of stuff in your lap. I see you got a lot of papers. Yes. You have all that by memory, though, right?
Well, I kind of do, but there are so many details and so much information involved in each one of our promotions.
Sure.
That, you know, you have to make sure you are given the right information.
Well, there you go. Well, tell us what's coming down the pipe.
People say we have the best corned beef sandwiches anywhere. So you can get them in our new Mainline Sports Bar. We just opened that up.
Gotcha.
That's going to be a big attraction during the race meet. You can get it in Silks Bar and Grill. You can get it at Big Al's. Yeah, so, there's several locations that you can get this.
Jennifer, what you're saying, if you show up hungry, then you're in the right spot.
Yes, and if you should go home hungry, it's your own fault now. Yes.
Well, hey, before we go any further, I want to tell y'all, one time I was on a horse. And things got out of control. I was hollering for help, and finally the manager came out and unplugged it. And
you've got to be going somewhere with this.
I was able to climb off safely. But now, Director of Racing, Jennifer, safety is a big issue for Oaklawn. They pay a lot of attention to it, right?
We do.
I don't even want to talk about it necessarily, but there's another track a year or two ago where there was a lot of some horse injuries. Oaklawn is focused on safety for the horses, for the jockeys, and for the whole team, correct?
Yeah, that's our utmost concern.
Yeah.
Every horse goes through a pre-race check by veterinarians. We have veterinarians on staff. We really take the track maintenance very seriously. Mm-hmm. Our track crew and our horsemen meet once a month and sometimes more if we think it's necessary, just to make sure we are doing what's absolutely the best thing to keep it safe. So.
And that is stuff, that's the behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't normally know about. And that is great to hear. That's very good stuff.
Yeah.
And do you show up to those meetings?
I do.
And you actually mentioned you used to be a, what do you call it, a hot walker?
I've done that too.
Oh, okay.
There's pretty much nothing in horse racing that I haven't done except becoming a jockey or on the gate crew.
Well, there we go.
But when I was in college, I was an exercise rider.
Uh-huh.
So I've actually sat aboard a thoroughbred.
So you've been around horses for a bit.
Yes, I have.
Jennifer, but I'm looking at you. You're only about 27. So you hadn't done it for many years, right? How long have you been with Oaklawn?
I've been there. It'll be 12 years in January.
And you're enjoying.
I love it. I mean, we've got the best crowds, the best horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few places, because I still get to travel around a lot for the horse racing. Oaklawn is still one of the very few tracks in the country where fans come out to the races. It's an event when Oaklawn is running.
I'm curious where fans come to the racing. So what as opposed to.
I mean, you go to other racetracks, there's not a single person in the crowd.
Oh, no. So it might only be people watching online or things.
They're watching it on TV.
That's awesome. And we do, I obviously anyone in Hot Springs knows that we have crowds during racing season.
Yeah.
What if they're mainly just coming for the corned beef now that I think about it?
Well, they might be. They may be coming to people watch. They may be coming to get go to the casino, but then they'll come over to the racing side.
So they may be coming for the food, and they go, hey, what are they running out there? And they go to the races.
Yeah. We do have plenty of fans, though. Plenty of fans. It's one of the crazy things when you think about when we have Rebel Stakes and we have Arkansas Derby, we actually double the population of Hot Springs.
What? That's amazing, yeah. And I do believe it. So now part of Cherry's job, though, of course, with marketing is making things fun or more fun. So,
yeah.
So beyond the corned beef, what do you have coming down on the calendar?
Well, for December, probably one of the most popular promotions that we do is the $25,000 Christmas cash giveaway, where we give away cash starting at race one all the way through race nine. It's ages 18 and older. You just come in, you swipe your ID at the swipe stations that we got all over the racing side, and just listen for your name. And you come up there, and we pay you out some cash.
Cash money. Yeah. Real cash or Monopoly?
It's real cash. No, Oakland does real cash. But it starts out at $400, and it goes all the way up to $1,500.
And that's on what day?
That's on Saturday the 17th. So you can come in and swipe on the 9th and the 10th.
Oh, I see.
And then the 11th for double entries. And then the 16th for double entries, and then the 17th is when we do the actual drawing.
A lot of folks come from out of town, but we have a lot of Hot Springs folks going. Do we not?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I would say it's probably 60-40, and I consider some of the out of towners Little Rock, Benton, Bryan.
Yeah, sure. And Hot Springs also is just in a great spot between some big cities where folks can just congregate. Now, we can't ride the horses. Is that right, Jennifer?
No, you cannot ride the horses. You can bet on the horses, and you can look at the horses.
You can't do anything else
with the horses.
Well, you can take pictures of them.
You can take pictures, yes.
The paddock area, by the way, is where you can get almost the closest to them, correct? And
yes.
Just the beauty and the strength of those things. Yes. How big are the thoroughbreds?
They range from anywhere from 1,000 pounds to about 1,500 pounds.
That's a heavy animal.
Yes.
Which coincidentally, I got up to 1,000 pounds after Thanksgiving. So
did I.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Now, and what? Okay, here's a question. You know what they measure horses' height in hands?
Yes.
Are you familiar with this?
Yes. A hand is equal to 4 inches.
Oh, so I'm doing it wrong. I got my jazz hands, but you're doing
just,
this.
Yeah, just like that. That's 4 inches.
It's like this and not like, okay.
Yeah, Charity, you're learning as well.
Yes, I'm learning as well.
Okay, yeah, so is a thoroughbred a certain,
they start at what you would say 15, 3 hands on up to 17 hands, which is about, and you measure them from their withers, which is at the base of their neck. About a 16 hands is 16-1, which is the average, is equivalent to being about 5'9", 5'10".
5'9".
If you're a human.
Who started the hands thing? Is that a...
Back in the day when you had to measure your horses, you just figured...
Oh, yeah, you didn't carry around
in your back pocket.
or your iPhone with a measuring device.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Apps weren't a thing back then.
You would just go hand on top hand, and then you got, 16.
So, yeah, okay. Well, there we go.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Now, what the ages are also important with the horses. Or don't they run according to age?
They do. You try to keep them in your own division, especially when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, this is the second year that we've had two-year-old racing in December. Normally, we never had two-year-old racing, and it was like the first time in like 40 years when we had two-year-old racing last year.
Wow.
And this year, we actually have 3 stakes in the month of December for two-year-olds, lots of two-year-old racing. And on December 31st, we're doing something we've never done before, and we are having all two-year-old racing. So we have a 9-10 race card. All those races will be for two-year-olds.
2-year-old thoroughbreds.
Yes, wow. Because the most important age in thoroughbred racing is 3-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because that's the only year you can compete in the Kentucky Derby, yep, or the Preakness Stakes or the Belmont Stakes.
Well, that's interesting.
And we actually celebrate those 3-year-olds on January 1st with a birthday party.
Okay, I do remember hearing this. January 1st is every horse's quote-unquote birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's when the year moves up officially.
Yes.
Right. And so there's a big birthday. You say there's a birthday party?
Yeah, we're doing a birthday bash where we are giving out beads. We've got cakes and treats. We got some swag items that we're going to give out. And I think the most important part is just learning what that means and why we're celebrating it.
Sure, yeah, that's. Now, do the horses get cake, or is it mainly for the people?
What mainly for the people. Now. They'll get some carrot cake maybe back in their barns.
Okay, jokesters. But here's a good question: the horses have a pretty healthy diet overall. I mean, they're taken care of. Are they
are taken care of better than some humans.
My goodness, yeah.
I mean, their nutrition, I mean, you think about it. They are athletes.
Yeah.
So if you are a professional athlete, you're eating the best quality food. You're getting your supplements. You're getting your vitamins.
Yeah.
So every day, they're getting the best quality feed, the best quality hay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So. And they're very guarded as well. I mean, these are big investments for people. Not just an investment, but this is their hopes for income, et cetera, et cetera. So exciting times. Oakline is now been rolling since 1905, right?
1905 was our first race meet. We were founded in 1904.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And besides the couple of decades when horse racing was illegal, they've been running.
Yep. So we've been riding consecutively.
Did you know this, Charity?
Horse racing was illegal.
Yes.
Charity is here to learn today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We were closed down for a spell. We opened in 1905, mm-hmm, and then there are several years we were closed. Then we were open. Then we were closed. We have raced consistently since 1936. And a little bit of trivia for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
The only time prior to last year that we had a fall December meet or fall meet was in 1945, when we were asked to cease racing operations due to World War II.
Wow, 1945.
Yes. That's in the fact book, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. That is in the official fact book, is it? Wow. Racing consistently since when?
1936.
36. That was the year I was born. Yeah. So I don't know if you heard. Now, first of all, it's thoroughbreds only, right?
Only
now,
thoroughbreds.
Now, some horse tracks are other types or what?
There's tracks that have quarter horse racing. There's some tracks that have standardbred racing. Yeah, but we are all thoroughbreds.
Okay, I got you. All the way from opening to close. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you heard about this. There was a fellow one time that was able to enter his donkey into the Kentucky Derby. Have you heard about this, Charity?
No.
And everyone laughed. And finally, he got them all to hush up, and he said, "Well, I know I ain't going to win, but look at the company he keeps."
Aww.
Now, of course, that's
right.
It.
I just a donkey?
I just made that up. Yes, I, that's me. I look
the
at me.
Between
I
between two roses.
Okay, I hear you ganging up on my hair. Well, so what else? What are some more of the fun things going on? New Year's Eve is a big time in Oakland.
Yes, we have been planning New Year's Eve since, May, June of this past year.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a lot of thought, a lot of planning, because it's every department on property. We are a 24/7 operation. We've had to get with all the departments and make sure that, everything is ready as far as entertainment, live racing the whole weekend. All of our food and beverage offerings are, up and ready to go. The new Mainline Sports Bar, this will be the first time that we've been able to.
And speaking of entertainment, the guy that does the Prince tribute is back,
on the big. They did such a great job last year, and they wanted to be invited back, and we heard, so many good things from the people that attended the concert that, why don't we go ahead and bring them back?
That's fantastic.
And they were all on board, and it was a blast. That was probably one of the best shows I've seen in a long time.
Wow, and that's January 1st?
January 1st.
Gotcha.
Yep. And we still have tickets on sale, but they are going fast, so... We've only got a few more weeks to...
Well, we need to talk about that real quick, because folks who have never been, or maybe they're listening to the podcast, and they say, how do I attend a race? Can you walk up, Jennifer, and just buy a ticket?
It is absolutely free to come to Oaklawn.
Okay.
For the racing casino, where you may need to pay is you have to pay to park. It's $5 every race day. And then you can buy a reserve seat if you would like a place to sit down for $5. And that you have to do online at oaklawn.com.
Okay.
So you just go online, you buy your seats. I mean, really, I mean, you have a family of four. You pay $5 to park, buy four seats. I mean, $25, you're seeing a major league sporting event. All day entertainment for $25.
Yeah, that's true. And the atmosphere of a major league sporting event is fun.
Yes.
It's fun to be there.
Yes.
The reserve seating, is that the covered area? Like,
that is all that's grandstand seats on floors 2, 3, and 4.
Uh-huh.
You just go out there. You've got you've got the best view in the house.
Yeah, and if it's drizzly, you're
covered.
Out of the
it's
weather.
Warm. Yep. It's.
Okay, so that's really, it's free unless you want those reserve seats. That's really what we need to know. Oaklawn.com though is a good website. I've perused it, and you can certainly learn a lot just by checking out the different parts of the website. We are running out of time, ladies. It's the race is coming to a close here on the podcast. What else do we don't want to miss things though. So, does Oaklawn have a phone number to call? 1-800-OAKLAWN.
1-800-OAKLAWN, and then definitely check out the website. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Big thing to know is that we're racing all the way to May 6th, Friday through Sundays. We're adding Thursdays in Thursdays in March, and the infield will start opening in late February, early March. So it's going to be a great season.
Now, when the infield is open, that's assume the weather's nice. It's so fun to be out there. There's there's children playing. There's things going on.
It's like a park. I mean,
yeah,
it's just beautiful.
It is.
It's a great atmosphere.
And there's several restaurants out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's three brand new concession stands.
It's like Oaklawn doesn't let anyone go hungry.
You can't go hungry at Oaklawn.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't.
Right. Or, as we said, it's your own fault.
Yes.
Well, we are off to the races, as they say. By the time this airs, of course, opening weekend is behind us. What a fun time ahead. So, let me mention this. Folks, watch out at the crosswalks. Just be safe.
Yes.
It's because this is the time where we are careful with those pedestrians. Jennifer Hoyt, Director of Racing, and Charita Myers, Director of Marketing. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
It's
been
fun.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you at the old horse track, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
It sounds great.
Yep.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.